diddly, don't really know how I got here. I guess it's on my phone, new names and numbers that I don't know. I test the places like I've been rotate turns tonight, not tends to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh, this has gotta be a good life. This has gotta be a good life. Colorado. Sometimes there's airplanes I can't jump out. Sometimes they don't work now. We have got a stories, but please tell me.
Good day and hello. Welcome to the Happy Hour with DeAndra Cartwright here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are hoping to have a very special program today talking about something that's near and dear to everybody inside this country. We're going to be talking with the folks from the Bahamas Red Cross. We're going to discuss the programs and initiatives that they have going on, as well as their major fundraiser that's happening, the Red Cross Ball, that's scheduled for next week, Saturday. It is the major, largest fundraiser for the Bahamas Red Cross Society that does so much for us. So before I get into that, I want to remind everybody of those telephone numbers you can dial to call us. Join the conversation. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free, 300-5720. You can also text us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. If you also have that app on your phone, you can follow us there. Remember, we are streaming as well on Guardian Talk Radio. So hello to all of those who can see us right now. You also, please, follow us on our social media pages. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on X, which was formerly Twitter. So with that being said, joining us in studio today, we have the chair of the Bahamas Red Cross Annual Ball Committee, Ms. Kimberly Thurston. We will be joined shortly by the president of the Bahamas Red Cross Society, Mr. Edison Sumner. Now, before we get into the details, we just wanted to talk a little bit about, well, what in the world is the Bahamas Red Cross? What do they offer? How can you help out? And how important it is to support their major initiatives? I think a lot of us remember recently they just had a grand raffle that would have assisted them with their programs and initiatives because, again, it is a nonprofit organization that does a lot for our communities, not only during times of crisis and times of disaster, but on a daily basis. Doing that work on a daily basis means that they have to get money to do it because it's not a business, guys. So there are many ways that you can help out, but we wanted to talk a little bit more about the daily activities of the Red Cross. Before we get into it, I wanted to let Ms. Kimberly Thurston tell us a little bit more about who she is, because in addition to being the chair for that annual ball, she's also the first vice president of the society. Kim, happy to have you on the Happy Hour.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You want to talk right into the microphone.
It's a pleasure to be here, DeAndra, and good afternoon, Bahamas.
Good afternoon. Now, we wanted to talk just a little bit about what is the Red Cross? What do you do? How can you help out? Can you walk us through?
The Red Cross is a nonprofit profit organization that's been established to help the most vulnerable among us. In order to help, you can volunteer your time, your monies, your resources. The Red Cross needs help on a daily basis, and of course, it's an institution that operates daily through volunteerism. So if you want to volunteer at the Red Cross, you can reach out to us at 323-7370. And we're always looking for persons to assist us on a daily basis. You can become a member of the Red Cross, and you can go online and see our membership form. where you would give your resources, financial resources, on a monthly basis to the Red Cross. And please be assured that these monies are used to help many of our local programs that we operate on a daily basis. For instance, we have a Meals on Wheels program where we feed approximately 150 persons or more Monday through Fridays. And we'd want to expand this program not to one meal a day, but increase the amount of meals, because some people, this is the only meal that they have for the day. We would like to be able to provide dinner to those persons. We would also like to extend the program to a Saturday and a Sunday to ensure that the elderly and the most vulnerable are fed. Additionally, we issue monthly food packages to those persons who may be able to prepare the meal but don't have what it takes to do that. So that program, we do a little bit of it in Grand Bahama, and we want to expand that to all the family islands. So this is one of the goals of the Red Cross. Of course, we know if there's a hurricane, the first place the people come is where?
To the Red Cross.
To the Bahamas Red Cross. So we stand willing and ready. If there is a disaster, we're there. And sometimes, you know what? There may not be a disaster. Maybe persons just find themselves on hard times, and that happens. Some persons haven't caught themselves from COVID yet. Some people are still underemployed and still looking for employment. So we see those people at the Red Cross on a daily basis. Of course, we operate with limited resources, so we're always looking for ways to help ourselves. And how do we help ourselves? We help ourselves by having these fundraisers. And the next fundraiser coming up is the Bahamas Red Cross Ball, which is slated for next Saturday at the Grand Ballroom, Atlantis Paradise Island.
We can't wait. As we all know, the Bahamas Red Cross Ball is one of those that opens the ball seasons here in the Bahamas on the island of New Providence. As Kim has said, it is the largest fundraiser to make all of those great things that she mentioned happen. Now, before we get into more of the details of the day-to-day operations of the Red Cross and what does it mean to support these different activities, I wanted to read to you what you can find about the Red Cross. So the mission of the Bahamas Red Cross is to prevent and alleviate suffering wherever it may be found, to protect life and health and ensure respect for the human being, to work for the prevention of disease and the promotion of health and social welfare, to train personnel and encourage voluntary service, to act as a channel for collecting money and goods donated by the general public for the sick and the suffering. Just so you know, the Bahamas branch of the International Red Cross began its work in 1939 under the auspices of the British Red Cross. The original purpose was to serve the relief needs of Allied troops in the vicinity, and particularly those stationed in the Bahamas. In 1945, as World War II ended, priorities shifted from treating wounded soldiers and sailors to treating and controlling disease and malnutrition. The Bahamas Red Cross fell naturally into service in these areas and established a number of services to aid and care for children, the Center for Deaf Children among them. And then we jump forward to the 1970s. In 1969, an acting director was appointed, and in 1970, the branch committee recruited and appointed its own director for the first time. In 1953, recognizing the value of the nursing service which the Red Cross was providing, the government adopted the nursing service and promptly expanded the training and welfare activities, appointing both full-time welfare and voluntary training officers for those purposes. Jumping forward to 1972 in May, the Bahamian president, Mrs. Rowena Eldon, and director, Mrs. Lottie Tynes, were appointed, and the first draft of the Constitution, that is, for the Red Cross, and I think for other things, we'll get into that. That's a history lesson for some of us. A full-time director of training was also appointed. The act to establish and incorporate the Bahamas Red Cross Society was passed in the House of Parliament on June 23rd, 1975. As you can tell, the Red Cross has been around for quite some time. According to this, there have been visits by several delegates from Geneva in 1976 and The Bahamas Red Cross became the 123rd member of the International Red Cross in 1976. In 1977, the Bahamas Red Cross Society was admitted to membership in the League of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. While blessed with a near-perfect climate and a history relatively free of serious natural disaster, the Bahamian people have had ample reason to be grateful to the Red Cross. The Society offers a wide range of assistance to members of the community who suffer loss as a result of fire, hurricane, and any other type of disasters, and works as auxiliary to the Bahamas government. As Ms. Thurston has shared, the annual budget is financed through extensive fundraising, membership drives, donations, and an annual government grant. Now, while I was reading all of that, we were joined by President of the Bahamas Red Cross Society, Mr. Edison Sumner. Mr. Sumner, thank you so much for joining us here on the Happy Hour.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure. And I apologize. I didn't realize the traffic was going to be so heavy on a Saturday morning in January. This is crazy.
Right? We were remarking on that, you know, with the amount of cars that we have on the island, there's traffic almost every single day now, and it's quite insane.
Yeah.
And with certain things, I found that you have to plan like an hour out just to get there on time, before time. And then some persons, you know, the weekend joyriding is still a thing, except, you know, we don't run on the main roads.
Yeah.
But happy to have you here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Happy to be talking with the Red Cross about the very valuable work. One of the things that we didn't get to touch on just as yet in the program is the opportunity to volunteer, and how can you do that, and really what the volunteers do. And for those listening, I am a registered volunteer with the Bahamas Red Cross. I've been for years, and they tend to tell me what I'm doing before I even say yes. Yeah. Yes, with the most recent thing being for their walk last year, March. Apparently, I was one of their champions. I found that out. And so I was actually here on Guardian talking about it. And we're hoping to have that happen again this year. And this is me just asking a question out loud. But volunteerism, as you know, and I've been saying this on this show for, well, since inception, is one of the ways that you can give back to the community. We always talk about what's going wrong in the community, but we need to help out these organizations making a difference. And did you know that the Bahamas Red Cross, in addition to accepting volunteers, also facilitates training? The Bahamas Red Cross is known for providing, I think it's CPR classes to the public, so you can learn how to save lives in that way. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about that, and then we could mention some of those volunteer opportunities that they do have at the society. And Mrs. Sumner, I think we haven't heard from you just yet, so if you can just give us a crash course.
Yes, thank you very much, DeAndre. I think the first thing I want to say is you've read a very, very strong part of the history of the Red Cross. I think anyone who gets involved in the organization ought to take some time to become familiar with its history. That way you get to appreciate what the work that we're doing now. And all the volunteers that you reference, when they come into the organization, they come into it with a sense of purpose, you know, not just, oh, I need something to do to fill my time, to clock up some community hours and you know, go back to my boss and say I've done it. But it really is a yeoman's work in humanitarianism, in human rights, in alleviating human suffering wherever it may be found, particularly in this country. So whenever you're called upon to volunteer, your volunteerism comes only after we know what we're calling you for. We're not going to ask you to come around the Red Cross, twiddle thumbs, and wait for an assignment. You're going to be coming into the Red Cross after we would have met with some situation, whether it's an emergency, whether it's an event, whether it's some community engagement that we have to get done, whether it's an activity, one of the major fundraisers of the Red Cross. But when you get called to come into the Red Cross as a volunteer, you can rest assured, as you said, you're going to come with your mandate already mapped out for you. So there's no wasting time. We've got a wonderful volunteer manager there in the person of Mrs. Kate Lockhart. She's been doing a fantastic job managing the program. And every day she's out there, the president, we need more volunteers because there's so much going on. We need to renew our volunteer drive, etc. So if there's anyone listening out there who is interested in working with the Red Cross as a volunteer, I encourage you, come and see us. You know, there's a very simple vetting process, meaning that we just need to ensure that you are fit for purpose for this work, because not everybody who wants to volunteer is necessarily fit to volunteer, because you are dealing with people, right? So you've got to have a sense of responsibility when it comes to dealing with people, because even though a lot of folks we deal with are already in very existential types of circumstances. We still always want to deal with everyone with a high degree of dignity. And if you can't deal with people in that level, then we can work with you, but maybe not on the front line. You can assist us in back office operations and other areas of administration. But I do want to encourage everyone out there, come and join the Red Cross, not only as a volunteer, but we also have paid membership, believe it or not, where you can pay a nominal fee to become a card-carrying member of the Bahamas Red Cross Society. What greater honor is there than that, right? That you open your wallet and flash your card and say, I'm a Red Cross member, not just a volunteer. Volunteers are fantastic. They're the ones that really drive the work of the Red Cross, so we can never underplay the importance of our volunteers. But imagine that you are also a member of the Red Cross. And as you said at the opening of the show, that you are a proud volunteer, have been for many years, and you are a card-carrying member. We want to see others do the same, right? And this is coming from individuals in our society. It's coming from corporate Bahamas. We've got quite a number of corporate sponsors who would send their staff down to the Red Cross periodically to volunteer with certain things, whether it's helping to feed persons in our feeding program, whether it's working some of our events, whether it's helping with some back office administration, as we see every year at the fair when they come and help us out tremendously with managing our fair on the grounds. So the work is diverse. We respond to emergencies when they occur. Fortunately for us, we had no major emergencies last year as far as natural disasters. But we always are filled with a lot of activities that we produce every year, and all of our activities go towards helping people in need. And I like the way you put it all also. The Red Cross is not a business. It's not a business organization. We're not in it for the profit. We are a humanitarian organization, which means that every dollar we earn, whether through sponsorships, through donations, through contributions, or through our own self-help efforts, all those funds are turned back into the work of the Red Cross and is worked into the lives and to improve the lives of people in our community.
Now, that is so powerful, and I'm hoping persons who are listening in, supporting the Bahamas Red Cross throughout the year is so incredibly important. The work that they do happens on a daily basis, not just when we have hurricanes, when we have flooding, on a daily basis. Just so you know, here's a quick blurb about the Meals on Wheels program that Ms. Thurston was talking about earlier. The Meals on Wheels program is designed for elderly, shut-ins, and disabled persons. The Red Cross prepares a hot meal, and as Ms. Thurston said, also you can get the components to create your meal if you don't have those groceries already, and then it will be delivered to the home of each recipient, and this happens 6 days a week between the hours of 11 to 2 p.m. You can imagine having to do that on a daily basis, just off, purely off of volunteers. People, we are part of the machinery that will improve our community, our society. We can get involved. Another way that you can get involved is through the Disaster Management Team Program. So this program is designed to provide a wide range of assistance to the communities of the Bahamas who suffer in any form of disaster, such as fire, flooding, hurricane, and any other type of disaster faced in the country. And so Mr. Sumner had mentioned some of those areas that you can volunteer with, and I want to go over the list as well, but that's so that you know that there's something for you. And if there's a particular area that you don't hear, you can always reach out and say, hey, maybe I can help out in this area. You're not going to be told no once you satisfy the criteria, because you got to make sure that everybody's good. Mm-hmm. You can help out with the disaster management team, first aid and CPR, ambulance services, the COVID-19 response, and you know we're hearing some things right now, so there's always something happening, the administration, backyard farming, climate change initiatives, youth services, fundraising, governing board, warehouse, psychosocial support, as well as communications. Now, quite a few of those I personally help out with from time to time, but Ms. Thurston, you are literally a key example of what it means to be one of the premier volunteers at the society, because not only are you serving on the board, but you're also chairing one of these fundraising activities in the form of the ball itself, the largest thing. And you can imagine you continue to give of yourself. And could you just maybe let the folks tuning in right now know, how does it feel to be a volunteer for the Red Cross, knowing all the work that it is doing?
It's very self-satisfaction factory. You're not. It's not about me. It's actually giving back and feeling proud and honored that I am able to help so many people.
And I can imagine you've been doing this for years now.
Almost 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. So what renews your desire to give back on a daily basis?
Well, you know what? I started volunteering at the Red Cross at an early age because my mom actually was a volunteer. And at one point, she worked at the Red Cross office on Towser Street. So as little children, we had to go with her and we had to give back. And she taught us the importance of giving back. So that me and my family, whatever way we can help, we reach out, we jump in there, and we assist. Because we were brought up like that, right? And when I said all of our children had to be involved with Red Cross, we all were. And then as I became an adult, I continued to reach out and I got more and more involved.
That's powerful. Now, I know that beyond volunteering and the fundraising, I think a lot of persons may not know about the training programs that exist. So perhaps, Mrs. Sumner, with the CPR classes that happen, if we can let folks know about those and how to access those things.
Yes. So one of our premier training facilities actually is the CPR and first responder training. That's been happening for many years. It's led by one of our very outstanding staff members, Mrs. Alexander Dormius. She had a tremendous job, a yeoman's job, running that program and other several other programs at the society. So the program runs, in some cases, as many as maybe twice a month, sometimes almost every weekend if there's a demand for it. There are public classes held on Saturdays. Anyone interested would have to contact the Red Cross to register for a class so that they can get on the list of persons participating. When you come to those classes, so you've got to be prepared to spend some time because it's not a 1 or 2 hour fix. You've got to be prepared to spend most of your day there because the training is that intense. We've got some certified trainers who work with us to administer the program and facilitate the program. But you have to be prepared to come and spend the day essentially getting the knowledge you need, getting the training. And then once you're done, the good thing about this is you become a certified CPR responder, first responder. And that level of response is actually very, very good because we've seen just in the news this past week where a volunteer of ours who's gone through the training, who was one of our emergency first responders, was in the news saying how he was able to respond to and assist a person who had been in a traffic accident just up the road from his store. And he was able to apply the training he learned at the Red Cross to assist that person as a first responder. And he was able to do that work until the EMS personnel arrived who took over the role from there. So when I saw that, someone sent it to me. One of my board members sent it to me, a clip in the news, and I was absolutely elated because that then showed me, and I sent a note back to them. I said, see, this is the power of Red Cross. This is the power of training. This is the power of CPR and first responder training facilities. And that is where you come in, you get the training you need, and once you leave that room after you've trained, you can actually become like that person, Mr. Robinson, who was able to respond and provide assistance to the person who had been involved in that traffic accident. And it works in other ways as well. We've seen other Red Cross personnel jumping into action when there were no other medically trained persons around. And our job is not medical personnel. We're there as first responder. And we only provide services to the limit of our competencies only until someone more qualified arrives. And that more qualified would be an emergency management technician or a physician or some other medical professional. But we have seen the training being put into use in disaster recovery, disaster risk management areas, responding to hurricanes. People get caught up, they get injured, be able to respond to those in basic first aid treatments, et cetera. But if you want to join the program, you can do so, call the Red Cross office and we'll be able to assist you. And if you belong to a group, whether it's a company, a church, civic organization, and you want to organize a private session for your company, we can do that as well. And that can be done on a customized base. So if you have a group of, let's say, 10, 12 or more, and you want to organize a special session for you and your colleagues, or even your friends, you may get a group of friends together and say, I want to get you guys up to speed on training. You can do that. Your certification lasts 2 years, which means every 2 years you've got to renew the certification. But do what I do I try to get refresher courses in between my certification, because if you don't practice it, it's like riding a bike. You're going to lose some of the knowledge. So I try to exercise as much refreshers as I can, just to be sure that I'm still on the cutting edge of the technology and the first responder facility. So it's a fantastic way to get involved with the Red Cross and to show and actually become a tangible part of what we do in our society, in our community, and that is being able to support those persons, not only in the event of feedings and the rest of the social welfare, but on our medical and emergency side of the services there as well.
That's incredible information, and I'm hoping, again, that everyone listening, that we see just how much the Red Cross is doing in our community and the importance of supporting. Now, we do have to take a break, but we'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about what's happening next week, Saturday. I know we're all excited about it. And we have the folks who are doing the hard work, leading the hard, dedicated efforts behind the scenes here to tell us more about that ball happening. Stay tuned here with the happy hour. Lord, forgive me. The happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra. We'll be right back.
Those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Your health just got brighter with Lamp Insured. Sign up for Doctors Hospital's Lamp Insurance Supplement Plan and enjoy copay waivers and complete access with no upfront ER or inpatient collections. Only $30 per month. Visit doctorshosp.com/lamp to sign up or contact 242-822-1009. That's 242-822-1009. Your journey to affordable and worry-free healthcare begins now.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let print headmasters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
I've been about Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I say, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal, and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24, and what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We're back here with the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. Thank you so much for staying with me. And if you're just joining me, we are talking with the folks from the Bahamas Red Cross Society about the valuable work that the society does on a daily basis, but more importantly at this moment, the need to support the Bahamas Red Cross through its major and the most largest fundraiser that's happening next week, Saturday, which is the annual ball. Joining me in studios today, we have Ms. Kimberly Thurston, the chair of the ball committee. Also, she serves as first vice president of the society. We also have Mr. Edison Sumner, president of the Bahamas Red Cross Society, joining the valuable work that the society does and how important it is to help them, to help us as a people. For those of you who were listening before I broke, I really feel like I have to say it. Because this is a Saturday show, and some of you all know my voice from the morning blend for with Mondays on with Dwight, I've been with the studio, this station, since 2012, and for 5 years, every Saturday, I was on the station with the Eye Opener. That was my show. I started it, and so sometimes my brain forgets that I'm in 2025 and takes me back to 2012. And I mistakenly said the Eye Opener, but this is the
happy. At least
hour.
You remember.
Yeah, you know. but we want to get right back into it in our last 20 minutes to tell the people what's happening next week Saturday. Who best but the chair? Ladies and gentlemen, this woman never stops working, okay? I am helping her out on the ball committee right now, and I must say, I've never seen somebody like this before in my life. Like and I've worked with quite a few entities. She is on the ball. She is sending messages. She is working hard. We have her up on a Saturday. She just was on a show yesterday. I mean, when do you stop? But tell us about the ball.
Thank you, DeAndra. The ball committee is excited and ready to bring to you a 51st ball, which will be held next Saturday, January 25th. Oh, what a great Atlantis resort, Paradise Island. Under the theme, Mystic Blossoms, an enchanted journey through Asia. We will be having cocktails at 7 and dinner at 8. During the cocktail hour, entertainment will be provided by the Defense Force Pop Band. The dinner hour, we'll be having music by the Royal Bahamas Police Force Pop Band. Our house band is the Rhythm Band, and guess who's the featured artist? None other than Blordy. And you know he's rehearsing, he's ready, and we are going to be dancing the night away. We are proud that at the Bahamas Red Cross that our ball actually opens ball season. And so everybody knows the Red Cross ball is the best ball in the Bahamas. We do have a few tickets left. We are actually sold out of platinum sponsorship. And we want to thank our platinum sponsors for going above and beyond to make our ball a success. We have actually, I think we may have one or two gold sponsorship packages. Mm-hmm. And the gold packages are $5,000 for a table of 10. And that also comes with some training for your staff.
Great.
So if you want to get on board with that, it's like getting to us today to get a gold package. Individual tickets are $300, or you can purchase a general admission for a table of 10 for $3,000. This ball promises to be the ball of all balls. We're going to bring you Asia from the time you leave the bridge until you get to Atlantis, until you exit the hall. So we're looking forward to the Bahamas at large partnering with us. Now, some people look at that $300 and say that's a lot. But remember, with that $300, you are actually giving back. And so I say to you, save your lunch money. Give up lunch for a day or two, and you can save to go to this ball. Because remember, you are helping the most vulnerable among us. And this year, we are powered by BTC. And BTC is the ultimate platinum sponsor. And we want to thank BTC for partnering with us with not only our 51st ball, but they're ahead of the game. They have signed a partnership agreement with us for our 52nd ball, which is slated for January 31st, 2026. So you see, we're already in planning mode. And at this time, I want to thank this hardworking ball committee. We actually started planning approximately 6 months ago. And these are an exciting group of individuals who I am proud to work with. So I want to pause now to say thank you to this ball committee.
Excellent.
Yeah.
President, I see you want something you want to say.
No, I'm smiling because, you know, I'm equally as excited. I also want to commend the committee for the fantastic job that they're doing. I see the work that they're putting out. They invite me to the meetings every now and then. I think they want me to stay away on purpose. But I'm very pleased with the work that that Kim and her co-chair, Bernadette, and the entire committee has been doing. I'm looking forward to seeing the fruits of their labor come next week, Saturday. If it's anything like the ball we produced last year, it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous event. It's going to be an exciting evening. I am certainly looking forward to it. And I think anyone else who comes, I can assure you that you will not be disappointed. And then, you know, we've seen other people now calling. I'm getting calls even this morning asking, are any more tables available? Not even tickets. Are any more tables available? We want to buy a table. We want to be sure that our friends are there. We come to celebrate. And then one of the highlights of the evening as well is that we're going to be honoring two very outstanding people in our community. Well, one of them as a couple, that being Sir Franklin and Sharon Lady Wilson, our individual honorees, and our corporate honoree being Bamboo Shack, which is led by Miss Elaine Pinder. So we are highlighting those two individuals this year as well. As we do every year, we identify people in our community that we want to honor for their work and history with the Red Cross, and they are our special honorees this year, which continues to highlight what's going to be happening on Saturday evening. So I would encourage everyone, come and be a part of this. Come and celebrate it, because if you don't, you're going to be the one regretting it Sunday morning that you didn't come to the ball Saturday night. Believe that. So for you not to have that kind of a regret, and for you to get your own bragging rights, come to the Red Cross ball. And as Kim said, this is the ball that sets the standards for all balls in this country. And I am so, so excited to be part of this team, led by Kim and her co-chair. And I'm looking forward to sitting down and celebrating the night as well.
Amazing. I know that the excitement is growing for the major fundraiser being the ball. Now, you know, he's Bahamian. I got to ask, what about the food? Because I know the food could be good. The ambiance, like the Asian theme, this is great, but that we got to talk about the food. Because if anything, once that food right, everybody be so happy.
Not only is the food right, DeAndre, the food is going to be right and tight and colorful and delicious.
Oh,
and we're going to give you a 5-course meal.
5 courses?
5 courses. So when you finish this 5 courses, everybody going to be on the floor. Who ain't driving, dancing the electric slide, going to be doing the hully gully. Mm-hmm. Some going to be sculling. Some going to be doing the junkanoo. So let's go. Buy those tickets now. And trust me, only a few tickets are left. And like President Sumner said, there is something in the air about this ball, because mm-hmm. everybody wants a platinum package.
You know, it also demonstrates the support that the Bahamas Red Cross has in the community. The fact that there are folks willing to buy entire tables, but you never say no to support. Mm-hmm. So if you can't afford the table, because we understand what's going on, we know the restrictions that some of us may have, and we appreciate those, but no little is not enough. No matter how little you have, that's going to be enough from you.
Yeah.
We want you to support the Bahamas Red Cross. So come and buy a ticket for the ball. If you can't get the ticket, as Ms. Thurston said, save up to get one so you could make the biggest splash next year for January. And you already have the date. It's the 31st of January next year. So you can work toward that. And then maybe, you know, for Christmas, you can just say, for Christmas, you just want somebody to get you that ticket to the ball. Because that's going to be one of the little campaigns I work on this year. Somebody buy my ticket.
Yeah, because we're going to pre-sell tickets for next year.
We like that.
Reserve your spot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, again, going back to if you can't get the ticket, there are many ways to support the Bahamas Red Cross. But remind the listening audience, if they can get that ticket, what do they do? Where can they go? Is it online? Is it in person? Can I do bank transfer? How can we get that ticket?
They can get the ticket at the Bahamas Red Cross by calling the Bahamas Red Cross at 323-7370. We will get the ticket to you. If you can't get to us, we will get to you. If you require an invoice and you call and you provide us with your email address, we will send you the invoice. Like I said earlier, we deliver. So just reach out to the Bahamas Red Cross. And if you want to, you can also reach out to me. And many persons have been reaching out to me or other persons on our ball committee. But like I said, the tickets are there. Just a few left. We are a week out and there are only a few tickets left and they're going. But everybody wants prime seating at this ball for some reason. Mm-hmm. So we're doing our best to accommodate as many persons as possible.
Now, when you say prime seating, just so people know why there's so many folks really wanting.
Because prime seating is around the dance floor. So you get to be first in. Right? Mm-hmm. You get the best view. You can see everything. You're right there to the dance floor. Mm-hmm. So people want that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're willing to pay for it. And we're offering it.
Ms. President, you just look like you have something else to say.
No, I'm agreeing, right? I'm just excited about the prospects of this. And everybody wants the center of the room. Everybody wants the prime spot on the floor because it is considered to be the prime. That's why it's called platinum sponsor, right? Because it is really the highlight of the room. But let me also say, though, that because we have the platinum sponsored tables, doesn't mean that the other tables aren't as good for where they're situated in the room. Mm-hmm. Everyone is going to have a good seat, right? I want to make that clear. Everyone is going to have a good seat. Everyone is going to have good access to the stage and the platform. Everyone is going to have access to the dance floor. Everyone's going to have access to all the photographs taken and the camaraderie that's going on. So if you're only able to get a regular table or an ordinary table, don't feel bad about it. Your table actually may be the most fun table for the night. And if I had my way, I'd probably find a regular table myself to sit to. But I got to sit with the other folks, right? But trust me, those regular tables are the ones who have all the fun. They're the ones who laugh and have a good time all night long. And I expect that to be the flavor and the spirit throughout the night. Everyone in that room is going to have a fantastic time enjoying all the festivities of the night.
And, you know, Kim, you said something very important, that it kicks off the ball season.
Yeah,
And I feel like, you know, it happening towards the end of January just gives us the memories of a beautiful holiday season just passed, but also kicking off an even better new year. So support the Bahamas Red Cross. Buy your ticket. It's all going to the most valuable of community services that we have, you know, those provided by the Bahamas Red Cross. And so, you know, again, it's a nonprofit. It's not a business. They need the money. And we can see where the money is going. And you have hardworking persons behind the scenes. And we want to say thank you again for those who are supporting this particular event, for making it happen. Because none of this is possible without volunteers planning it, but also without the sponsors that are working along with the society to make the largest fundraiser happen. But it's up to us as a public to support, to make it even more successful. So again, they have some more tickets left. Reach out. You've heard the number so many different times. So we want to throw that number out one more time. So you can't say you didn't hear it at least five times throughout the show.
323-7370. But DeAndre, you know what? Mm-hmm. Not only is it fun to attend a ball, mm-hmm. it is so good for networking. Because you have people from all walks of life that attend the ball. Mm-hmm. And we note now that the ball, dynamics of the ball have changed. So we have younger CEOs attending these balls, right? So the networking, I had a friend last year who said, I was so happy you invited me to the ball because the table I sat at, I was able to get a business contact.
Yep.
And the person actually contacted me. I mean, that person are now doing business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time to network, to meet somebody, you know, and you never know. You can meet your next husband to the ball and your wife.
That's a very good point. I was thinking about that all actually last night and thinking that when you sit to these tables, unless it's the table you bought for you and your friends or family, mm-hmm. if you sit to a table with other random strangers, mm-hmm. you never know who you're sitting with.
Yeah.
You could be sitting next to the person who will make your business deal a reality. You could be sitting next to your husband or wife in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You can be sitting next to someone that is very significant in your life that you don't even know.
Right.
But not only at your table, I want to encourage you. When you come there, we've got a time before the meal is served. There's a pre-ball reception that's going to be happening for all the people who are coming into the room where they can go and get drinks, etc. And there'll be music playing before the ball starts.
Mm-hmm.
Take that time to go and mix and mingle. Mm-hmm. Do some networking. Shake some hands. Take some pictures, right? Because you never know whose hands you're shaking. You could be shaking the hand of the person that's going to rock the world. Never know. So just come out. Enjoy it. Don't just stick with your friends and family. Roam the room, right? Just move around and try to meet some people. And you never know. And you could be the influence in the room that everyone else is trying to get a hold of, and vice versa. So let's take full advantage of this opportunity to network as well.
No, that's a very important element right there. So think of it also, not only as an investment to helping the work of the Red Cross, but an investment in yourself to have access in an informal setting to talk to the folks that who can help you take your life to the next level.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yep.
Because the person supporting the Bahamas Red Cross, they may be able to help you out too. You never know. So very quickly, closing remarks from the two of you and Ms. Thurston, if you can kick us off with that.
We inviting you to join us. Join us next Saturday at the Grand Ballroom Atlantis Resort for the Ball of the Year. The Ball of all Balls. The Bahamas Red Cross 51st Ball. Tickets are available. So come bloom with us.
I like that. Bloom.
Bloom. I also want to advise that those who are coming and you're driving your vehicles, that you will be getting a reduced valet parking rate at the ball. So Atlantis, who ordinarily charge a certain rate, they'll be going to giving the Red Cross a reduced rate for valet parking at the ball. So that's going to be an added feature. I also want to remind you that I was told that the decor for this event is going to be above what we've ever seen before, bar none. The decor, the meal, the ambiance, the atmosphere, the entertainment, the fellowship, the networking, these are going to be things that we have. I think we're pushing this to a whole other level of professionalism and perfection, and then the execution of what's going to be happening. So if you're driving, bring your change, but you will not pay the full rate for valet parking. Once you present your ticket to the valet, they will offer you a discount once you get there.
No, that's
well.
Incredible. And I think there's also the take the elevator home option, too,
mm-hmm.
that Atlantis is facilitating, especially for those that are attending the ball. So reach out to the Red Cross Society to see how you can maybe make it a staycation one time. Chair mm-hmm. Kim, you had something else to say, I think?
Yes, at the Red Cross ball, not only that do you have the opportunity to win exciting door prizes, we also have an in-house raffle, 5 tickets for $25, and we don't give you one gift at the Red Cross ball. We bundle gifts. So we have about 10 packages already all bundled, and each one of those packages contains 5 gifts. So we're asking you to bring along a little more, at least $100 or $50, so you can participate in that raffle. And you know what? People are always happy at the Red Cross ball because they walk away with the best gifts. We also going to have a gift, the grand raffle, which is $100, and we are packaging that well. We are packaging it that you can go to Kamalami Key. We are also going to provide your food while you are at Kamalami Key. And we're taking you there because we're paying for your air travel to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So many
it's a wholesome experience.
Yes, it's a wholesome experience. If you haven't been, you have to go. You have to experience it. And those tickets are being sold at the ball for $100.
I love that. So many ways to give back at the ball and before the ball. So please take advantage and support our Bahamas Red Cross so that they can continue the valuable work that they're doing. You've heard so much about the ball. You've heard so much about the activities that the Red Cross conducts on a daily basis, not only during times of disaster and crisis, but on the daily. They are helping the most vulnerable in our communities. The Bahamas Red Cross is important, but they need our support. So let's support their largest fundraiser, which is their annual ball happening Saturday. This coming Saturday, the 25th of January over there at Atlantis. Reach out to them. See how you can get a ticket. This has been Deandra Cartwright with the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We want to say thank you to the chair of the Red Cross Ball Committee, Miss Kimberly Thurston, and the president of the Red Cross Society, Mr. Edison Sumner, for joining us today and telling us all about the Red Cross. Stay tuned here to Guardian Radio 96.9. We will soon have Tell It to Stanya. You want to tell her everything? Because she's going to tell you everything. Stay tuned. Don't leave.